Good morning, friends of the White Way. I trust you are well, living warmly in the embrace of Amida Buddha. Today's program's sponsor, I understand, is Mrs. Shim Kanazawa, and I wish to thank her not only for the sponsorship of a White Way program, but also for her constant contribution to the temple and also to the larger community. I understand she has been under the weather lately, so we do hope for her rapid recovery. Yes, we have been fortunate and are certainly grateful that she has been a solid pillar in our town for such a long time. But let us move on to the broadcast. The topic of the talk I have chosen is not unrelated. I wish to discuss the idea of gratitude, since it is so basic to our faith. May I also remind you that in a couple of days, it will be the 125th anniversary of the coming of the Reverend Soryu Kagai to minister to the immigrant laborers who had been working many years without the help of Buddhist priests to look after their religious needs. Now to the talk. Many years ago, I read about a middle-aged woman who lived in Tokyo who was told by her doctor that the cancer she had was terminal. It was reported that for a while she was in fear and despair, which was seen as a normal reaction. But soon her friends began to notice a change in her demeanor. She was no longer long-faced, but smiled a lot and very positive in her attitude. When she was asked by her close friend what was happening, she told her that the news of the terminal cancer was difficult to accept. But soon she realized that it was simply meant that life for her is to be shortened and that she'd better make use of the time that she had. And since realizing the brevity of her life, she has been enjoying each moment fully, savoring every experience, seeing color in all its glory, hearing sounds in its various modes. She saw the kindness and generosity of people and the energy and innocence of children, all because she realized that time was short. Essentially, she had turned a negative moment into a positive one, and she felt gratitude for what she had. Don't you think we would be happier too if we appreciated what we are surrounded with and what we have? I was also impressed with the language the Japanese use to express gratitude. The word for gratitude is arigatai, meaning difficult to have. It's not something that comes easily. It is valuable. It seems other non-Japanese, non-Buddhist cultures are discovering this value. A few months ago, there appeared in our daily newspaper an article by Stacy Singer entitled "Gratitude Gratifies, Enhances Well-Being." It was an article that gave scientific credence to an attitude of gratitude the Buddhist masters have been talking about all these years. The leading sentence to the article goes, "There's a growing body of scientific evidence that expressing thanks isn't just nice for the person on the receiving end, but also fantastic for the person doing the thanking. Of course, we don't have to be purposefully grateful so that we will have some benefit, but it's good to know that being grateful is really a good way to go, just as Shinran Shonin has said. For instance, on the topic of reciting the Nembutsu, Shinran Shonin says, the first Namo Amida Butsu is the Nembutsu of reliance. The rest of the Nembutsu are expressions of gratitude. I think that makes a lot of sense, for Jodo Shinshu is a religion of gratitude. In other forms of Pure Land Buddhism, the Nembutsu is recited to accumulate merit. Not so with Shinran Shonin's thinking. We're not to be asked to work for nor to pray for the Buddha's compassion. As Ohara Sensei's poem always reminds us, that mountain is always there looking after us with compassion. There's nothing but gratitude for the blessings we are constantly receiving. According to the newspaper article, gratitude enhances relationships, one's moods and outlooks, and even achievements. Yes, gratitude is a positive contributor to a richer life. It is interesting that out of Jodo Shinshu came the movement called Naikan, which means inner reflection, developed by a Jodo Shinshu priest, Reverend Ishin Yoshimoto. And the emphasis is on gratitude to those who have contributed to our success and happiness. One need not be very deep in Naikan itself to realize that we have been and are dependent on others and ought to be grateful to them for what we are. In this sort of thinking, there is no self-made person. We have all been and continue to be dependent on others. As the Kegong Sutra tells us, we are all interconnected and interdependent. Isn't it obvious that we ought to be grateful to those who have helped us along the way? But even beyond that, that absolute other quietly informs us of our human frailty and dependency while assuring his universal compassion. Ought we not express our gratitude for that ultimate care that he promises? We are forever the recipients of the Buddha's compassion. Should we not be forever grateful for all that we receive? Remember, the Nembutsu we say after the initial one are Nembutsu of gratitude for all the blessings we are constantly receiving. Namandabutsu, Namandabutsu.